Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
The doctor is in the house. Kevin Most is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Good morning, Doc. I thought we would deal with some COVID questions. Hopefully you'll have the answers. And then move on to mental health issues and mini strokes this morning. You all set?
Oh, ready to go, Bob.
Let's talk about North Korea first. That country is now in a lockdown. And is the problem there the vaccine rate extremely low?
Well, the problem in North Korea is two things. One, we don't know the data that we get out of there, how good it is. Two, they don't have vaccines. So that's probably one of their biggest things is trying to for them to even purchase or find vaccine. And then three, their infrastructure for their hospitals in their entire health system is very, very poor. So when you put those three together, not only is it a disaster potential for North Korea, but also now it's just that opportunity for another variant to come out of there because rampant spread of what appears to be Omicron. So very concerning and something where we don't get good data from them, so we don't even know to be concerned about for future spread.
Here in the United States, not a lot of people getting that fourth shot, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we are seeing very low numbers of people getting the fourth shot. And hopefully people are listening and hearing and saying, wait a second, I'm hearing cases are going up. And get that fourth shot. The fourth shot will help us slow the spread. And certainly we aren't seeing the hospitalizations. But I can tell you, people are still getting very sick from this illness. So getting that fourth shot will certainly protect you and those around you. And it's very unfortunate. Many people haven't even gotten their first booster. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that fourth shot is even much lower, obviously.
In the Northeast, where the virus has been spiking, hospitalizations are up there, aren't they?
They are, and that's very concerning for us. So if you look at the Northeast portion of the country, not only is transmission rates very high, but now hospitalizations are starting to go up, and again, hitting that vulnerable population. So we have to come back here, like we've talked in the past. Vulnerable population, you certainly need to be boosted and getting both boosters to protect yourself, because if we watch and see what's happening in the Northeast, we know that that's going to be here within the next 3 or 4 weeks.
How long does it take for that fourth shot to kick in and protect you?
Yeah, you know, you're going to get some response pretty quickly, but you're going to get full immunity within day 14. So days 10 to 14, you're going to have full immunity. So if you want to start to plan something out and say, what's the latest I can take this? I'm going to go on a trip, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to be with friends, certainly back off from that date. You don't want to get the shot and say, okay, I have the shot, now I can go on a trip. You won't have the immunity that you need for another 10 to 14 days after the shot.
And what's the latest for kids under 5 and the vaccine?
Yeah, you know, we'll probably get that approved here, I would imagine, in probably early June. The problem is that we're hearing that probably less than 1 in 5 parents will want their kids vaccinated. So if that's the case, unless it's a school mandate, I think we're going to see very low vaccination rates in kids, which is unfortunate because those are the same kids that can get this illness. We know about 70% of kids have had it, and then they can bring it home to that vulnerable population, be it a grandparent or an individual in the home receiving chemotherapy.
And is the advice, back to the booster again for a minute, is the suggestion from the medical experts still to mix? In other words, if you had Moderna, get a Pfizer booster, or the other way around?
Yeah, you know, that's a split camp. You know, there's mixers and there's matchers. I'm a mixer. There's many people who say, hey, you know, getting a second strain, essentially, of the vaccine is good. It's going to give you a little bit better protection. So certainly there are those that say, no, if you've had great success matching, then why would you change and take the chance of having worse side effects? But those people who have had minimal side effects and have done great, I think that mixing is going to give you some better protection. You know, you're gaining a percentage point or two, but still, you'd rather gain one than lose one.
Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most with our Monday house call. And before we move on to a couple of other topics, looking at our text line, people asking about something you just said, Doc, and I'm sure you can explain it easily. The question is about the vaccine, the booster, slowing the spread. How can it do that when it doesn't prevent you from getting having the virus, I think I know the answer to that. Your viral load will decrease greatly with that fourth shot, won't it?
Correct. Two things happen there. One is your viral load at the time of exposure will decrease rapidly because your body is fighting it off. Two, the number of symptoms that you have are much less and a shorter duration. So although there are some breakthrough cases, believe me, there are many places where the vaccine is going to protect you from getting infected at all. But we have had some breakthrough cases. So we say the vaccine won't totally 100% protect you from getting the illness, but it certainly knocks that down. Dramatically.
Yeah. So if you do get the virus after you're boosted, the chances are that you'll have less of a viral load, which means you're less likely to give it to somebody else. Is
100%.
That right?
100%. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We mentioned this last week, didn't really get to it, so I wanted to talk about it today. Model Hailey Bieber was in the news recently, Justin Bieber's wife. She's young, 25 years old, had a mini stroke. And I think when people heard about this, they thought, wait a minute, I thought that only happens to older folks. What's the story on that?
Yeah, so, you know, it is interesting. And every so often we need to make sure that we have awareness on stroke and stroke awareness. So, you know, what she had is something called a PFO, a patent foramen ovale. And I won't get into the technical portion of it. But what happens when you're growing in utero, in the uterus, you still have to oxygenate the blood for the baby. So the baby can't take breath. So what happens? The mother provides oxygenated blood, and it goes through essentially this hole in the heart. It goes from the right side to the left side and then protects, you know, gives oxygenated blood as the baby is growing. When the baby is born and takes that first breath, that foramen ovale closes. Well, in some people, unfortunately, it doesn't close. And when that happens, unfortunately, some blood will go across that barrier that's normally there between the two ventricles, and the chance of a clot goes up. Exactly what happened to her. So for her, they identified it, and they go in and close that so it doesn't happen again. So her risk of having a stroke now has decreased. But probably more importantly, everyone has to understand that, like you said, strokes can happen to people at many different ages. So we really want to do everything we can to prevent strokes, which, you know, make sure that you're in a normal heart rate. If you're in AFib, make sure you see a doctor. That's when your heart's not beating properly. If you have a murmur, let's make sure that the valves look appropriate and anything we need to do. So all of those things that we can do, and especially on top of the news, you know, 2 weeks ago that said, let's stop people over the age of 60 taking aspirin as a preventative measure for stroke because the risk of a bleed outweighed the prevention. So more about awareness and more about knowing what to look for the strokes, the signs of stroke, and understand it can happen at any age.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we've all been hearing about the Judd family tragedy lately. Depression is up. Is that because of the pandemic?
Yeah, I think part of it is definitely from the pandemic, you know, but we still have to understand, you know, 16 million people in this country have depression. And what we really understand is that a lot of people won't even get treatment for it because we have this stigma overhanging many people that feel mental illness is a weakness. Mental health is a weakness. You know, we have to understand we have medications that can treat people. We have very smart psychiatrists and therapists that can treat people that not only will increase their quality of life, but also their quantity of life. So mental health is something that we really probably need to spend more time talking about so that people understand it's like cancer. It's like heart disease. It is an illness that can be treated and should not be pushed to the side and talked behind closed doors of saying, oh, did you hear so-and-so is depressed? Mm-hmm. And it's something that we just can't shake off. There's a chemical imbalance, and there's treatment methods that we can do to prevent things. Like you said, you know, unfortunate with Naomi Judd, you know, it just shows you the strength of depression in this country, where here's somebody who's going to get inducted into the Music Hall of Fame and takes her life the day before.
Yeah, just weeks after a fine performance. You never know. There's plenty of help out there, but there is still this stigma and embarrassment, and there shouldn't be, should there?
No, there absolutely shouldn't be. It is just like, I'm sorry, people have to understand, having depression is like having diabetes. So don't push that aside. Encourage people to get help. People that know someone that's depressed, be there encouraging them. Hey, have you talked to the doctor? Have you seen the doctor? This can be treated. It's not like, hey, shake it off. You're going to be better next week. You know, we need to make sure that we're supportive of them. And the national, you know, suicide prevention lifeline, people should know what that number is and, you know, make sure that they can find it easily and talk to people about anybody that they say is going to harm themselves. You know, we need to make sure that we take care of those individuals and not just take it as a little minor threat.
Yeah, we take care of our bodies, seeing good doctors like Kevin Most, and we should feel the same way about our mental health. Let's hope that gradually that stigma goes away. You have a good week, Doctor. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You got it, Bob. Take care.